Podcast, Scorpion Daily. It is a new day, and it is a great one. The sun is shining. It's about 60 degrees outside. It's just awesome. It's so funny, you know, we can push for things all we want, and we can try to make deals happen, try to close those deals and get some success. But, you know, it's funny that as of recently, I've started learning a lot of these deals fall through. So you really got to have a lot of stuff in the pipeline. If you're a salesperson or you're trying to grow your business and you need more sales, just understand, like, you're going to lose some of those deals. Some of those deals are not going to close. And actually, I don't think you're losing them. You never had them to begin with. So, you know, you might just not get some of those deals. And that's just life. That's just how the cookie crumbles. Okay? And you just have to be prepared for that when the time does come. But yeah, as of lately, like, oh man, I've had deal after deal after deal after deal just not come through for whatever reason, you know. One party is slacking, and normally, for I would say 99 or 95% of the time, it's them and not me, because I really want to get the deal done. You know, I'm one that's gonna. I mean, two people can benefit, two parties can benefit from a deal, but I'm the one who, like, is really pushing for it. Like, oh man, I really want this deal, man. Really want to feed my family, man. Really want to grow my business. Really want to get ahead. I really want to level up. And so, you know, it's uncontrollables. It's just things that we can't control. So, anyways, I'm doing everything in my power to make things happen, but I just want to push that message out there. You got to understand, some things are just not going to close. Some things are just not going to finalize. You can be a really great real estate agent, and you can do everything in your power, you can do everything right, and then for whatever reason, you know, if the deal doesn't go through, it doesn't go through. What are you gonna do about it? You gonna roll around on the ground and cry and toss a fit? No, you just continue to keep pushing on. I mean, it's just life. So, anyways, getting that out of the way. Still a great day. A lot of great things are happening. Just a whole lot of opportunities. And you'd be surprised what can happen. You'd be surprised what you can gain by just soaking up some knowledge, reading about certain things, learning about different skills. I mean, so much opportunity out there, and I talk about it all the time, but it's absolutely true. There is an abundance of opportunity out there for all of us, and we gotta go get it. We have to go push for it. You know, do good with the resources you have, and if you're currently right now, you know, putting in the work, you know, if you're working long hours, like, one of the biggest lessons that I've learned recently is to pay yourself first. You know, I used to do that really well back in 2019, 2020. I was kicking ass. I was paying myself first. I remember I was making so much money that I was able to throw in, you know, an entire check's worth. You know, I'd get a $700 check for the week, and then I'd just throw it in to an investment portfolio, and those are the best days. But something happened along the way where I stopped doing that, and I messed up, and yeah, it was a big learning lesson for me. And so, yeah, this lesson is to pay yourself first. What that means is, let's say you get a $1,000 check coming in, right? 1,000 is just for easy numbers. So, you know, if you can pay yourself first, that means before your bills, right? Paying your bills is not paying yourself. Paying the water bill, the electric, the Wi-Fi, the cell phone bill, the car note, the insurance, you know, that's not paying yourself. That's paying other people. Because you're giving that money to another company. Sure, you're getting the service or whatever, but you're not paying yourself that way. You're paying them. So pay yourself first. And if you can afford 50%, take 50% and throw it directly into an investment portfolio of any kind. You know, something that's pretty safe, diversified. Look for an ETF. If you can't do 50%, bring it down. Try 40. If not 40, try 30. But absolutely, you got to do like 20, 25%. This is big. This is huge. You want to change your life, right? Be smart with your money. This is what the wealthy do. They pay themselves first. You think when Kevin Hart gets a check, he goes and splurges it all? Hell no. As a matter of fact, he can live so humbly that he can take 75% of his check and throw it into the investment portfolio and pay himself first. Or he can throw it into, he can invest it in a vehicle like a business. Okay. And, these are excellent. This is excellent advice. But he's Kevin Hart. We're not. So for us, let's shoot bare minimum 20-25%. Yeah, I mean, it does sound like a lot, but in reality, if you bite-size it, like, any time you run into money, any time, like, literally, let's say you get $100 birthday gift, right, or Christmas gift, or you sell an item, an old item that you had, and you sell those sneakers, or you sell that, I don't know, perfume bottle that you didn't use, like, whatever, however you run into the money, okay? Let's say it's not a paycheck and you just run into the money. If you run into the money, recently I sold something for $150, okay? I'm going to take 25% of that. I'm going to throw it in my investment portfolio. Bada bing, bada boom, done. And don't touch it. I guess that's the hardest part too. It's like once you throw it in there, don't touch it. Because it's real easy to like pull it out and be like, I really want to pull it out. And then buy that thing that I've been looking at. So, you know, and we all try to make justifications. Like I really want to buy this sound package right now. You know, like headphones with this software. Okay, but I'm looking at my finances right now and I'm like, oh, I can't really afford it. You know, my checking is not gonna be able to take that hit, right? And I don't want to put it on credit. Reason why I don't want to put it on credit is I'm trying to pay my credit cards down, which we'll segue into that in a second. But how can I buy this thing if my checking can't take the hit? I don't want to pull out of anything. I don't want to pull out of my savings. I definitely don't want to pull out of my investment portfolio. How can I take the hit? Well, the way to do it is I just got to keep making money. And as I'm paying myself, I could then save up enough in my checking to where I can afford it outright cash, you know? It's like the Dave Ramsey way. He says cash is king. And in this case, you don't want debt. Because I could run up my credit cards all day and just splurge and get everything I need. But now I'm in a very tough spot where I have to work to pay off my credit cards. I would have to be working for the banks at that point. I'd be working for Goldman Sachs. I'd be working for Visa. I'd be working for Chase Bank. So I am just not feeling like that. I don't want to work for Bank of America. I don't want to work for Wells Fargo. I don't think you do either. So, segueing into the credit cards, that is actually the meat of it. I already went into it. It's it's just, yeah, not putting everything on credit, because now you're working to pay off your credit cards. And I've actually realized that that's actually the cycle that most people are in. You know, when they're paycheck to paycheck, it's because you're paying off these damn credit card bills. You're just trying to pay down the credit, and then you keep spending the credit, and then you keep trying to pay off the credit, and it never ends. You never pay it off. For the rest of your life, you're just spending on credit, and then paying off the credit, and spending on credit, and paying off the credit, and you never have any money for yourself. You never got anything left over. It's all going to that statement, which is bullshit. And if you're one of those people that argue, well, I get blah, blah, blah percentage cash back, and that, you know, makes me a lot of money, blah, 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 blah. Does it? Because you get hit with one interest charge, and boom, all your shit, now you're negative. Now you lost all your profit. You get one interest charge, and that's it. It's over. It's done. It's a wrap. So, just think about that the next time you want to splurge on the CC cards. But it's just interesting times we're living in. I'm trying to pay myself first, so I think if I can do that properly, well, then I'll feel a lot better. I'll sleep a lot better at night knowing that I don't have any credit card debt, knowing that I pay myself before I pay these companies. And the more you pay yourself, the faster you can get out of debt, and the faster you can start living. I want you guys to live. I want you guys to be able to invest in your own businesses, invest in your own endeavors. I want you to be able to take that trip to Spain. I literally want that for you guys, because it's nice. It's just nice. And it's cool to do something nice for yourself. But don't get hooked on the fact that, you know, that this is the way it has to be, you know, living with debt. Like, no, it doesn't have to be this way. And so fight for some of the things that you want in life, and good things will come. The good things will start to happen. But yeah, finance has been a big thing for me. I've been buying a lot of collectibles lately, and that's something that I want to have that luxury too. Like, I want to have that luxury that, oh, if I want to buy a collectible, you know, I can go off and do it. Tired of the days where I'm just not, it's just not cutting it, you know? Like, I'm not able to do those things, so, yeah. I think I'm doing good. Yeah, like I said again, what's tough is, like, paying yourself first, storing all this money away, and then not touching it, and just let it work for you. That's one of the hardest things to do, because you have to be patient. It takes a lot of time. You just have to chillax and just let life happen for you. And so, yeah, I hope I'm providing some form of value, either reinforcing beliefs or, you know, presenting new ideas that can change your game. You know, people always say, oh, change your family tree. Yeah, it's nice, but you want to change your life. So there is that. Also, shout out to this podcast. Like, tell me if I'm doing a great job. Tell me if I'm helping you out. Because I feel like I take pride and I'm not very loosey-goose with this whole thing. Sometimes I am, but I mean, like, I'm not being lazy with it is my point. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of the 50-30-20 rule, but 50% of your check should go towards your needs. Those are the bills, the food, the groceries, the gas. 30% towards wants. Those are things that you want to buy. And then 20% towards savings. So saving 20% is huge. Huge, 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 huge. And then also, really good plan of action is to start to selling your things, like selling things that you no longer use. It's a big one. Not only is it going to free up space and clutter, but you're actually going to get some of that money back so you can use it. Use it for your future. That's the scariest thing to me. Like, where does all the money go? If you've earned so much in your life, like, yeah, a lot of it went to companies, but, I mean, a lot of it could have went to, like, stuff that you don't even use anymore. It happens all too often where someone buys a $200 speaker and then it just doesn't ever get used. Or maybe it does, but eventually it gets thrown away. Sometimes they don't even get resold. That's just the craziest thing, is like buying these things and they go out of style. Especially electronics, because things have upgraded. So if you bought something in 2010, it's probably outdated by today. You know, they change the ports all the time. But anyways, I gotta get going. It was fun. It was fun, fun, fun. I hope you guys have a great rest of your day. Hope you take care. And I'll see you on the next one. Peace.